just finishing up another crazy Mad Media. Well, just to say Mad Media Monday, we can just leave it at that. I don't need to elaborate. Once again, shooting from the hip. It was one of the things that Trump and Limbaugh were both able to do during their national audience tenures. Trump will likely return. He will likely return.
I've got a little. You want a little theory?
Okay, all right. I'll tell you. I'll give you a little theory. But hold on, I'm gonna have to pop. I'm gonna have to pop a monster for this. You see this on Twitch? I lift my arm up, the auto white balance changes, and you can see the green screen behind me. Isn't that great? That's because the chroma key is so fine tuned. I'm so proud of that. The thing about Monster is it's got taurine in it. And they always tell me that it's soy milk. See, here's, see the container here? Right there. Says in plain Chinese, soy milk. Can't you just see that? There's no sugar added. Right there. In plain Chinese. Can't you read Chinese? Right there. That's soy milk. Yeah, they say that soy milk increases your estrogen levels. Yeah. So if you drink soy milk, then that's right. You're going to turn into a woman. That's right. You're going to grow woman parts, and you're going to get fat hips and everything. And so all my bodybuilder buddies, my bodybuilder buddies all tell me, Jesse, if you want to shred that last ounce of fat, you've got to stop drinking soy. And I'm like, really? I've been watching my weight. Look at my glorious face. Look how handsome and smooth and slim and tight to the bones this slimming face is. Isn't that a model? That's like, so I know it's just worth Instagramming home about. So I don't see the soy really being much of a. No, this is a bodybuilder issue because I've had a revelation. My goodness, the changes I've gone through in the past week are utterly astronomical. The woman plot thickens. A buddy of mine is now looking at taking my crash course in PHP so that he can develop the front end for the web product that I've got, because you can't do it by yourself. You know, you can't. We got to have a team. So let's share the wealth, yo. I've had a realization. I'm getting a better feel for where I want to go with video. Well, no, I mean, you know, the soy milk, in terms of bodybuilding, I can do 4 eggs and 1 scoop of protein, whey protein per day. That's it. And I'm done. I cannot do 5 eggs and I cannot do a second scoop of protein in the same day. My body gets utterly exhausted and just rejects it. It stops metabolizing it. It just gets angry at me. But I can drink all the soy milk in the world all day long. So that soy protein, I mean, I'll drink 80 grams of protein through soy and it just goes right down. My body loves it. It just drinks it up. And then I can do lattes, I can do milk, and fill myself up to the 160 grams that I need, because, I mean, do you want to bodybuilding? Well, this is relevant because this is my new business model. Look, health should be a business. Why not? Why not? So you take your weight in kilograms, and then that's your number. So for me, that's 80. Give or take. It's just shy of 80. Actually, I managed to weigh in at 80 just before the COVID lockdown. So I've hit 80. You take your weight in kilograms, and that's your number. That's the minimal grams, 80 kilograms, so 80 grams, minimal grams of protein you should be eating every day, or probably the equivalent in amino acids, what builds up. So you can theoretically do vegetables without any protein, but the amino acids need to amount to what would be 80 grams of protein. Minimal in order to maintain whatever muscle you have. If you eat less than that, amino acids or protein, you're going to lose muscle and you're going to get skinny and weak. Double it and that's your maximum. Now that's kind of the general knowledge on the street. So if I eat more than 160 grams of protein, it's all wasted. I can't add that to my body weight. My body can't use that to build muscle. So yeah, weight in kilograms, and that's your low number, and doubled is your high number. That's your range of what protein you quote unquote should be eating every day. Okay. So see, you start doing this, you know, meals become about math. You start, you know, pulling out your phone at the shop, you know, how much protein is in a slice of Sbarro pizza. Cream of corn soup has how much protein? A chicken leg at KFC, how much protein? Hot dog at Costco, how much protein? So, you know, Big Mac, whatever you're eating, you're counting protein, and your meals become all about math. I guess you could do that with calories also. So, well, my big revelation is, well, I think I'll share that in Taiwan Special. We'll talk a little about what the market's like over here, because that's had some very, very fascinating developments over the past week in terms of YouTube, social media, being a YouTuber in Taiwan, what's been happening there. I'm getting famous. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying this is like, this is the thing that's happened in the last 5 days. Just today, I was coming back from a skate spot early in the morning, and there was this guy I was hitting all the red lights with, and I just started talking to him, and he asked me, he said, "Yeah, you're the guy that knows that other YouTuber guy, right?" And I'm like, yeah, he's my buddy. He goes, "Yeah, I'm Jesse." He goes, "I know who you are." I'm like, "Huh? Like, who are you?" He's like, "Oh, well, you don't know me." I'm like, "Okay," and I'm starting to get this all over the place. Like people are eager to get with me because they're, I don't know, like I'm showing up in people's Instagram stories. Like they're taking pictures of me like they'd take a picture of the celebrity at the skate park, you know, like if you see Tyshawn. If you use TJ, you know, to those of us that are initiated, we call him TJ. So if you see TJ at the skate park, Tyshawn Jones, then, you know, for those of you in Reed Rapids, Tyshawn Jones. Yeah, they'll take a pic. Hey, look, like you look over that way and then you, like, point your phone at TJ and snap the picture, pretend you didn't do it. And, hey, look who I saw at the skate park. I'm here with TJ. You know, like people are doing that to me. It's I think I'm going to elaborate on what I think about that in the Taiwan Special, but that's been happening. So, web product is coming. Of all times, of all things to happen, I've decided that I need to go take just a few more computer classes and learn a little bit more about computer code and add the last two lessons to my computer curriculum. And then I'm going to move on to other more creative things, but oh yeah, there's all kinds of developments. I'll talk about it. I'll talk about what the developments are in media and the different plans coming in the Taiwan Special episode one. Second thing I'm going to get to this week is the woman changes. Oh yeah, the plot thickens. Where will Jesse's main squeeze come from? Is this the last hurrah? What will come of the it gets interesting. What's going to happen at the Times? The Times has a future. All of it has a future. It all has a future. I'll tell you what, as trouble is hitting the world, trouble's not hitting me. And, you know, the tsunami will come, but you're going to be fine. We're going to be happy. It's going to hit us. We're not going to die and we're going to be thrilled. Just because we're not going to die doesn't mean we're not going to get wet. Tsunami's going to come. You are going to get wet. But you're going to be happy. Just because you get wet doesn't mean you're going to die. You're not going to die. And just because the tsunami hits doesn't mean you're not going to be happy. Tsunami's coming. We're all going to get wet. And we're all going to get happy. You know, it's time that we take a big breath, relax, and seat our joy in the place that will be most stable. Things that don't change. See you tomorrow.